Hi, this is Amber. Welcome to this podcast in the Taboo series. The website is sacredspacehealing.org. That's sacredspacehealing.org. I'm a Reiki master and a shamanic practitioner. I specialize in core wound healing, life purpose work, inner child healing, karma clearing, and sacred union, twin flame, divine partnership work. So today, in today's podcast, in the Taboo series, which I love, which is about talking about the stuff that we think it's not spiritual to talk about, that we shouldn't really say, that we should gloss over, it's just bursting that bubble, it's putting that pin in that bubble and going, no more, this is how we find our freedom, this is how we wake up. So in today's Taboo series, I'm looking at how we can be a valued member of Circle. Right, so I've talked about being in Circle in my teaching classes, in the red tents that I've run, with my one-to-ones, and with my students when I teach Reiki. And I'm sure there's a podcast out there somewhere on Circles. But, you know, Circles is anything. It's any kind of workshop, it's a sacred circle, it's a red tent, it's a drumming circle, it's anything like that. Basically, it's being a group of people, right? It's being a community. And there are similar traits that I have witnessed in myself, in others, holding space, being in the space over the years, over the last 10 years when it comes to being in Circle. And Circles follow a format, and I've often talked about this. You know, we all play different roles in Circle. Sometimes we're the joker, sometimes we're the space holder, we're the quiet one, we're the leader, we're the seer, but all of this, right? In a circle that is held well, we will play different roles and we will move around in those roles. We won't get stuck in one role. Hopefully we shouldn't get stuck in one role. And often as one person leaves Circle and another person joins, our roles change. And that is the sacredness of Circle. But it feels like, you know, for whatever reason, whether we never got this instruction at school or when we were growing up, we've lost the art of what it is to be in Circle. You know, what that requires of us. So what it doesn't require of us is for us to turn up to Circle with all our baggage and dump it in the center of the room and project it onto everyone, including our teacher. Now, I've done that 10 years ago when I started out in Circle work. I would project all of my stuff onto my teacher. Oh, I can't believe my teacher said that. I can't believe they didn't give me enough time. I can't believe that they did this. Oh, judgment, 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 judgment. Attack, attack, attack. Lots of nasty little emails, lots of nasty little comments. Oh, why haven't they responded to my email yet? Oh, huff, 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 huff. You know, me and all of my contemporaries would have did exactly the same thing. Cut 2 years later, I'm now holding space and suddenly I'm at the receiving end of people attacking me and judging me and why haven't you responded to my email and oh, projection and ugh, it's horrible, it's yucky, it's disgusting. And it's not permissible. I don't think it's what Circle is about. I don't feel it is appropriate that we go into Circle and we take our shit and we basically fling it at everyone because somehow we're a baby that's forgotten how to go to the loo and flush it. You know, that we're a baby that's sitting there soiling our nappy and we're going to put our nappy in everyone's face and go, look, look at me, pay me some attention. Because there's always one person that will do that in Circle. And we've all been that person. I've been that person, so I have compassion for that person and humour. But I also realise that that person is not to be tolerated in Circle. I've seen this in my circles. There's always one. There's literally always one. And the whole vibe will fall as this person comes into Circle. Now, on a spiritual level, thank you to this person. They're holding the shadow. They're showing us all those parts of ourselves that we haven't owned, etc., etc. But on another level, on a greater level, we have a responsibility when we come into community to be aware that it is this community. To not be selfish, to not suck up all the air in the room, to not project, to not judge, to not criticize, to not try and be better than others, to put all that crap to one side, to put down our arms, to surrender and to be authentic, truthfully authentic. So here is what being a bit of a liability in Circle looks like. And let's get real. Let's just sit with this. Let's just go through all the times when we may have done this. Because I know that I've probably done all of these. And I certainly witness it in the circles that I hold. In no particular order. Turning up late. So everyone has to wait for you. You now become the most important focus in the room. you're sucking up the energy in the room, you're disrespecting the circle, you're disrespecting the space holder, you're disrespecting every other person in that space, you're disrespecting the work, you're disrespecting yourself, you're holding up ceremony. It's unacceptable. So that's the first one. The second one, turning up with some unresolved issue that now has to become everyone else's business in circle. So whether the conversation is going there or not, that's where you're going to take it. Or you're going to take it there by your silence, by being absent, you know, by being visibly absent from the circle. I don't wish to engage in this circle. So I'm going to be quiet. I'm not going to laugh at anyone's jokes. I'm going to make eye contact because I want everyone to know that I am experiencing something and I want what I am experiencing to overtake the circle. I've done this. I did this years ago because I was annoyed with my teacher. And I've seen other students and participants do this over the years. And it's tedious. And it sort of hijacks the circle. And it's just asking for attention. The grown-up thing to do is to own up to that, to come into the space. And when there's a share, as there's often shares in circles, is to put up your hand or when your turn comes around and just go, this is how I feel. I'm aware that this is what I'm bringing into the space. This is how I feel. I feel angry. I feel isolated. I feel alone. I feel upset. I feel sad. And as soon as you open up in your vulnerability, you'll find that others will allow you the space to be that. But when you hog space for it, when you suck up all the oxygen in the room, then that's a passive-aggressive way of doing it. Segues really nicely onto the next way, passive-aggressiveness. So, you know, coming into circle, you got your white clothes on, you got your mala beads on, you got your crystal in your hand, you know, you've got it all going on, you've got that spiritual vibe going on, but everything is passive aggressive. Your teacher says to you, why did you do that thing? Your teacher tries to guide you and you don't listen. You have to come back with, but I was only, but that was because of, but that was because of this, rather than just accepting that you are there as a student to learn. And your teacher is there to instruct you. Or you are there as a community to learn from each other. And each of you is there to instruct the other. Listen, rather than just need to vomit out what you're feeling. Listen, because you'll probably learn more by listening. There's a practice in shamanic circles where you pass around the talking stick or the truth stone. And it just means that no one speaks until the stick or the stone reaches them. But when you're listening with your heart. You're not listening with your mind, you're not judging, and you're not waiting to speak. You're actually just listening to what is said and unsaid beneath the words of the person who's speaking. And it's a really beautiful practice to get into. And I see fewer and fewer people do it in circle these days. It's like we really, really have to work up that muscle to listen. Not wait to come in and go, I have that story too. Not judge. Not be bored because it's not your turn to speak. Not offer advice, but just listen, which is the next point, offering advice. You should do this. Have you thought about doing this? Why don't you do this? I remember when I did that. That's not what listening is about. That's you trying to fix the other person because their discomfort makes you feel uncomfortable. That's you trying to show that you're better than the next person. Now, we all do that. We all offer advice. I do that still in circle. And this is how I know that it's not coming from a good place. I start to feel very anxious. And as this other person is talking, I find that I'm focused less on what they're saying. And I'm waiting for them to stop speaking so I can jump in with my clever thing. And my clever thing creates this energy in my body that is like an anxiety. My heart starts to race. My mouth goes a bit dry because I have this thing that I need to say. And that's when I actually know that this is coming from a place of ego. Like, this isn't coming organically out of me. This is coming because I want to show that I'm better in some way or I've achieved something. It's not organic. Because if it was coming from a place of alignment with God, spirit, universe, it wouldn't be creating that anxiety in me. It would just flow. And I would know that if the chance didn't come to speak, that would be okay also. But when I'm anxiously waiting for my chance to speak, it's because this is coming from ego. So watch what your body is doing. Are you tensed up? Is your heart racing? Are you trying to think of the clever thing to say next? Then you're coming from ego and you're better off just not saying anything. You're better off just staying in your breath. and waiting until something naturally comes out in sharing or in conversation. Trying to be the pet student, trying to get everything right, copying everything that your teacher says. The danger of that is that when you put your teacher, the spirit, the circle holder, the workshop leader, your teacher, whatever it is, you know, the person leading this circle, when you put them on a pedestal, you're going to want to rip them down pretty soon. That's just the way it works. You're going to make them your god, and then at some point, they're not going to be your god. At some point, they're going to criticize you. It will feel like they're going to redirect you. They're going to reprimand you. They're going to set a boundary. And as soon as they do that, you're going to rip them off that pedestal and attack them. Because you put them up on that pedestal and sat by their feet like a doting dog because you wanted to be pet. You wanted to be number one gold star. Didn't I do well? I'm the best. I'm the best. And that's ego. If you go into a circle wanting to be the best, that's ego. If you go into a circle just wanting to experience, not caring whether you mess up, whether you're noticed or not, you're coming from a place of surrender. And then you're a joy to be with in circle. There's nothing worse than the person that's trying to be the pet, trying to get it all right, laughing at everything, you know, kind of licking up everything the teacher says. Because we all know that at some point that person is going to get passive aggressive. They're going to turn around and be like, oh, I just got reprimanded by the teacher. I don't like this. And that person is, again, the person that sucks the joy out of the room. And you don't want to be that person. You want to be the person that comes into circle and you're open and surrendered. You know what? If I mess up today, that's fine. And if I don't, then that's fine also. Intentions for circle. A lot of times we don't have intentions for circle. We come into circle expecting the circle to heal us, rather than thinking about what we can contribute to the circle. What do you bring to the space when you come into a room? What's the energy that you bring in? You know, I've done circles where, you know, people come in, they've got their white clothes on, they've got their crystals, they've got the smile on, they're all like, oh, I feel amazing, you know, it's all love and light, it was amazing, my angel spoke to me last night, la 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 la. But the energy that's coming in is exceptionally heavy. And I'm feeling it in my body, so I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to throw up with this energy. It's just so dense. It's so unsat with. It's so unembraced. And then we'll do a meditation and we'll clear the energy and I'll say, did you notice the difference in energy? Notice what you bring into a space. Don't bring your shit into a space and expect the space holder to clear it for you. Take responsibility. Just because you're in circle doesn't mean that it's not your responsibility to own your stuff. It's everyone's responsibility to own their stuff in circle. Not your neighbours, not your teachers, yours. We all bring stuff into a circle. I'm aware of that. If I'm running late, I've had a bad week, bad day, whatever, I know that I'm not bringing in the greatest vibe into circle. But the most that I can do when I'm in that vibe is not fling my shit about on other people. It's just kind of stay in the process of this is what I'm feeling. And when the share comes around, I'll just go, this is how I feel. I feel terrible. Or I feel angry. I feel whatever. And I voice it. I don't passively, aggressively sit on it and then make it out to be someone else's problem. While I'm all love and light, I've got my crystal, look at me, I'm perfect. So think about the energy that you bring into circle. What are your intentions for being in circle? What are you bringing to circle? Because that's paramount, right? That makes you the kind of person that people want to be around. You want to be the kind of person that people want to have in circle, not the kind of person that they're like, oh God, we've got so-and-so in circle. Can't wait till they leave. Don't be that person. You know, I think we have this idea that when we go into healing circles, when we go and work with a healer, we're allowed to be a douche. You know, we're allowed to be an ass because we're healing. You're not allowed to abdicate all responsibility and sensibility and respect as a human being just because you're healing. You know, it's important that you still have dignity and respect for yourself and for the other person. And in that, you will gain more love, more care, more attention than the overgrown child that soiled their nappy and is now just sitting in their shit expecting someone else to clear it for them. Because this is where we've gone. This is a progression. This is a progression of society. because we didn't used to be, you know, 10 years ago when I was healing, I didn't meet people like this in my circles and as clients. I met people who had took responsibility for what they were experiencing. And I think where we've got to as a society, this kind of laziness that we have, the social media and all the rest of it, you know, where we don't own what we feel, we numb out, has created this environment where there is a certain type of person now that walks into healings, walks into circles, like an overgrown baby with a nappy full of shit, and expect someone else to clean it up for them. And it just doesn't work that way. Take responsibility for your actions. Turn up on time. Know what energy you're bringing into the space. Own what you're feeling. Be respectful to the people around you. And if you can't be respectful, own the feelings that you can't be respectful. Own it and work your way through it. And if you don't know how to work your way through it, raise your hand and say, I'm feeling this. Please, can you help me? Don't put your teacher on a pedestal or any other person in the room on a pedestal, only to then rip them out again. Be authentic, be honest, be truthful. Don't turn up late and blame it on the bus or blame it on the kids or blame it on whatever. If you're late because you slept in. Don't come to workshops and say, please, can I have a concession? Because you don't want to pay full amount because actually you want to spend that money on a holiday or you want to spend that money on, a shopping trip or whatever. Be authentic. Be truthful. Come into circle in your truth. Come into circle in your divinity and your sacredness. And what you shall receive will be beyond your wildest dreams. But if you come into circle lying, judging, the nappy full of shit, you're going to get a half-assed result. And then you're going to want to blame people. Oh, it's because the circle was terrible. The teacher was terrible. I had this awful person that I had to work with. Oh, the weather was all wrong. The room was all wrong. Blah, blah, blah. No, none of it. Take responsibility for what you brought into the space that created that vibration. Don't come into circle expecting your vibration to be lifted by others. Come into circle saying to yourself, what do I bring into the space today? How can I contribute? And then you become the kind of person that people want to have around, people want to be in circle with. And then life is so sweet. I remembered my very first and only peyote circle years back. And I did not have a good time. I just did not have a good time. I really, really struggled in circle. And I was angry. I was just all my stuff was coming up and I was projecting it everywhere. I was projecting it onto everyone in circle, onto my teacher, you know, my space holder. I was rejecting things, you know, the peace pipe was passed around and I rejected it. I was vile. I knew I was being vile. I was vile. And the circle went on all night. Ceremony went on all night. And then eventually in the early hours of the morning, we fell asleep. And I think at some point, the shaman who was leading ceremony came around, the medicine man, and he offered, I think it was, he offered something, like he offered a cup that you could drink from, or the peace pipe again, or something, to everyone in circle. And he went around and gave it to everyone, and he purposefully made a point of missing me out. He kind of gave, I think it was the peace pipe. He gave the peace pipe to the woman next to me and then he missed me out and he went to the next person. And I was like, oh my God, I've just been snubbed by this shaman. And then at another point, during the course of the night, everyone was sort of taking turns and singing and I started singing and my song wasn't beautiful. It was actually quite ugly because I was feeling ugly thoughts and ugly emotions. And he stopped me mid-song and was like, that's enough. And I was really snubbed and angry. And actually, I had started singing because I was jealous of one of the girls who was singing. She was getting all this attention. He loved her. And I wasn't the pet in this circle. I mean, all toxic emotions were coming up. Anyway, the next day in the share, he pretty much blanked me for the whole share and the whole morning. And I had a terrible morning. I didn't want to have breakfast with anyone. I isolated myself. I was angry and I just wanted out. And then eventually it was time to leave and I just couldn't wait to leave. So I went up to him to thank him because even though I was feeling all these things, I wanted him to know that I was grateful that he'd held space for me and, you know, that he'd shared his traditions with me. So I went up to him, and English wasn't his first language, and I couldn't speak his language. But I said to him, "Thank you very much for the ceremony last night. It was very difficult for me." And the moment I said that to him, he made eye contact with me, and he hadn't made eye contact with me for hours. And I said, "Yeah, it was like being on a vision quest. You know, I had all these dark, dark thoughts all around me, and then suddenly in the early hours of the morning, it broke, and I saw the light." And he asked me to stay on for ceremony that evening. He said, "Are you going to stay?" And I said, "No, I have to get home." And he was like, "Okay." And he said, "So how do your hearts feel now?" Meaning the front of my heart and the back of my heart. And I said to him, "Well, I was going for a walk in the field. And as I was going for a walk in the field, I looked at this flower and it was this most beautiful color, and I suddenly got hit by this huge wave of energy, and I felt this love throughout my whole body." And he just laughed, and he said, "Good, and then go home and look after yourself and be gentle with yourself and rest, because this was big for you." And suddenly he gave me all this understanding, all this compassion, all this love. And I said, "I'm so sorry." I said, "I know I was vile last night, but it wasn't about you. It was my own demons." And he just laughed and he hugged me close, and I felt all this love from him. And suddenly everything that I'd wanted from him at the start of ceremony, in the middle of ceremony, you know, like I'd wanted his praise, his attention, I'd wanted him to see me as special, all of this stuff was there. It was there because I had opened up to him. I'd been authentic, I'd been truthful, I'd been raw, I'd been ugly. I'd allowed myself to be seen. I wasn't pretending to be perfect. I didn't have my crystal in my hand. I wasn't wearing special clothes. I wasn't saying all the right stuff. I was just being truthful. And suddenly after that conversation with him, my experience of the circle completely changed. So I went around to say goodbye to everyone, and no one had spoken to me in the morning. You know, I'd felt so isolated from the circle because I'd had such horrible thoughts about people in the circle. And now with this love in my heart, I was seeing people differently. So I went around to say goodbye to people. And I'm not going to tell you that the people that didn't talk to me were suddenly miraculously talking to me. It wasn't that. It was just I suddenly discovered that there were other people in circle that I hadn't even connected to. And so this whole group of people came up to me and they said, "Oh, we're so sorry that you're going. And oh, we really enjoyed having you here. We'd love to see you again." And they were just wonderful. I felt so much love. And then before I left, I talked to one of the other guys in circle, and we literally laughed and laughed and laughed. There was like a group of us just laughing and laughing for just ages and ages and ages. And I left on such a high. And I realized that was because I just let go. I wasn't a douche. You know, I wasn't being the asshole in circle. I was taking responsibility for what I was feeling. I was clearing up my own shit. I was aware of the energy I was bringing into circle. And I was thinking, what can I contribute in circle? What is my gift to circle? What do I bring? And I was actively engaging in that. And I was actively engaging with the people around me from a place of vulnerability and authenticity, rather than trying to be this perfect spiritual being. I'm not going to tell you that I've, you know, nailed how to be in circle. But you learn over time, over time, over time. Anytime you find yourself judging your teacher, judging people around you, attacking your teacher, attacking people around you, look at yourself. It's not your teacher. It's not the people around you. It's you. Everyone around you is a reflection of you. When you change how you feel about yourself, you're going to see other people differently. Your teacher is doing the most unbelievably challenging job. And unless you have ever held circle, you cannot judge them. It requires so much energy. It requires so much focus. And it is so unbelievably exhausting, yet exhilarating for whoever holds space. And unless you've done that yourself, you cannot judge the person who's doing it and think, "I could do it better." That's just your ego. So surrender, leave your ego at the door, leave it outside circle, and come into circle with an open heart. Come into circle as your highest and best self, and you will be the person that people want to have in circle, in workshops. They will want to have around. Okay, so those are some considerations the next time you go into circle of how to be a valued member of circle and how not to be a douche. If my way of explaining this has called to you, the website is sacredspacehealing.org, And if you would like help on working with any of your triggers, it will be my honour to assist you. Please come to the work open-hearted and surrendered, and not as a douche. And we will have a wonderful time taking you up to the next level of your consciousness and your healing. And so, until the next time, so it is, and so it shall be.